we went, delegation to Dáil Éireann, I met Minister for Elderly People, Jim Daly, with our own 5 TDs and 3 officials from HSE plus a few civil servants, and we put it straight to them, to the HSE officials, that they deliberately left the hospital deteriorate and get into such a state that at that meeting they said it was due to lack of resources. So they knew back then. That was before that first report effect would come out. It wasn't just recently, it's been going on for 2017. They were definitely were aware of it. And what's annoying us, politicians were there, there were local councillors there, they knew about it, and coming back and saying how in the name of God did it get to this state. It got to this state, the various people allowed it to get to this state.
John Hayes has confirmed that a funding submission has been made for the required works to be carried out at the hospital, but this is a sad state of affairs that it has ended up that a HICWA report has pushed them to this stage.
It is a sad state of affairs, and there are a lot of questions that needs to be asked. How in the name of God did that place operate in the state that it was in, water going down the walls, going near light sockets and electric sockets and stuff like that? And rooms were closed. There were actually offices closed and rooms taken away from patients that were needed the rooms, so that the offices could be relocated to those rooms. The question I've been asking, but I can't seem to get an answer, how did the HSE Regional Safety Officer allow that to happen?